You're listening to the Legal Curve Post Game Podcast. I'm Richard Pollock, doing the show solo tonight. And for Monday, January 18th, a Winnipeg Jets loss to the Colorado Avalanche that, you know, really could have gone both ways in tonight's game. You have two teams coming in, obviously competing for the final playoff spot in the Central Division, the second wild card spot, and two teams that are kind of similar tonight in that their forward depth is lacking, and they rely a lot on the top-end players. The Jets were especially relying on the top-end players tonight with Drew Stafford, Mark Scheifele, and Adam Lowry all injured, putting a lot of pressure on Blake Wheeler, Andrew Ladd, and Brian Little. Just look at the ice time that those guys logged. Blake Wheeler logged 21:44 tonight. Andrew Ladd logged 21:41, and Brian Little logged 20 minutes and 41 seconds. No Colorado forward, aside from Matt Duchene, eclipsed the 19-minute mark. So you can see there the extent of the effect the injuries have. And, of course, those guys play a lot anyways, but the injuries have an effect on, you know, how much ice time these guys are getting, and the coach is relying on those players. If he has to play those guys this much for the next month, they're not going to have much left in the tank if the Jets are able to make up some ground. But a 2-1 game today, and the Jets started off pretty well. You know, they got some momentum early and were able to hammer the Avs in their own zone for a while, but weren't able to generate a ton of great chances early in the game, and first period ended 0-0. The shots were 12-10 for the Jets. There was a penalty to each squad. Brian Little had a tripping penalty in the first period for the Jets, and the Colorado Avalanche had a bench minor, too many men on the ice, like blatant too many men on the ice penalty too. Nikita Zadorov and Chris Bigras, or Bigra, I was pronounced that name wrong, were both on the ice at the same time there. The Avalanche bench recognized it, tried to make up for it, but the call was blatant, and that was at 5:51 in the first period. The Little penalty was at 11:39 in the first period. You go, you know, after one, not too much happens. The Jets were the better team, I think, in the first period. Probably would have liked to get out of there with a 1-0 lead, but at home against a Colorado squad that, I mean, I think is beatable even with the roster that you have, probably not too disappointed with the 0-0 score. Come into the second period, and, you know, the Jets in this period kind of lost their way, and this was the difference. 16-9 in shots, and Colorado was really able to pick up the speed, pressure the Jets with their top-end guys, and the Jets weren't able to really create much from defense to offense, weren't able to create a ton on the rush, weren't able to sustain any pressure on the cycle. And one thing you note is the Colorado does look improved on the back end, younger for sure. You mentioned Zadorov and Bigra earlier. Well, those two guys, you know, they made a mistake on the too many men. But overall, I think more effective than the guys like Nate Ginnon that they've had running around their own end for a while. So the upside is a lot higher. And there is some risk, of course. But I think the upside, you know, certainly exceeds the risk. And you saw a different Avalanche team tonight, a little bit more confidence. They still lack. They're still running around a lot in their own zone, relying on Varlamov, who played really well tonight in a 2-1 game, making 36 saves. He was tremendous, and he was the first star, so that was rightfully so. Connor Hellebuck was terrific too, though. He didn't get a star tonight, but he made 32 saves on 34 shots. Anyhow, let's get to the goal. And the first goal, and all goals actually in this game, were scored with a man advantage. Now, you might not notice that because the first goal will be noted as being an even strength goal, and the third goal will also be noted as an even strength goal. But in reality, the first goal was scored on a delayed penalty. The last goal was scored empty net, and the second goal was scored on the power play. So all with the man advantage. The second goal, as I mentioned, was scored by Carl Soderberg, his 9th of the year, assist to Nick Holden, his 15th assist of the season. That's actually quite a bit of assist for Nick Holden. And Blake Como with his 14th assist of the year. This goal comes on a delayed penalty for the Jets. And if you look at it, the Avs have 6 guys on the ice, and that throws the Jets off in their coverages. So it's a delayed penalty, 6 attackers, and Soderberg comes from behind the net in the offensive zone. He's a left-handed shooting guy. He comes from behind the net onto his weak side, And at this point in time, the Jets are pretty good in coverage. They have five guys below the hash mark protecting the house, just really making sure they can get in the way of any shots. And you only have two Avs guys penetrating the middle there. So you're thinking, okay, you know, you're outnumbering them if you're a Jets fan. You're outnumbering them in the middle. Just touch the puck, get this over with. Soderberg passes a puck out to Tyson Barrie, who does a really nice job of moving the Jets' coverage. First off, the pass to the blue line spreads out the coverage because below the circle, the Jets were collapsing. So the puck comes out to Barrie, and the Jets expand coverage, meaning, you know, they have to go at Barrie. It leaves a little bit more room out there. And Barrie does a nice job of shifting the coverage to the right side. And when he shifts it to the right side, he passes it to the left. So he's throwing the Jets off, and they're chasing a bit. When he passes it to the left, Blake Como comes in. He's a right-handed shot. He comes in for a slap shot. And Jets are already a little bit thrown off because there's five guys covering six. And Blake Como takes a slap shot. It's probably a rebound. It's a higher shot. You probably want Connor Hellebuyck to eat that play, that puck. But, you know, he certainly wasn't the problem tonight. The puck bops out. And on the rotation, Tyler Myers came out high and Ladd came out high, both at Blake Como. So they come out, they both come out the same guy. And that is exactly where the problem is created, because Soderberg is coming kind of, you know, as I said before, he passed the puck. I came out the weak side, passed the puck, and he comes to the net. You know, the old Oilers adage, you pass the puck, come to the net. He comes to the net, but Ladd and Myers both went over to Como. When they go over to Como, that leaves probably two men open, but at least one man in this case. Soderberg's able to pop out kind of from behind Enstrom, who's battling in front of the net with another Avs player, and the puck pops out. Nick Holden is taken by Wheeler, and Soderberg comes in basically unimpeded, pops in the rebound, and it's 1-0 Colorado. Second goal by the Avs was scored. That goal, excuse me, was scored 1:16 into the second period. So the Avs get an early lead, and they built momentum off of that for sure. Played really well, and if the Jets, you know, the Jets overall didn't play a good second period, and you're thinking, okay, you got out of here down one, go into the third, give yourselves a shot, and then they take a penalty. Blake Wheeler at 18:48. Of the second period, takes an interference penalty. I particularly thought it was a penalty. Most in the press box disagreed with me. I just thought Wheeler here engages Cody McLeod, who's a tough guy. Maybe he goes down easy, but the puck is going to Bufflin down the boards in the offensive zone, I believe it was, and Cody McLeod is not playing the puck, and Wheeler hits him. And when he hits him, that's an interference call. Interference is a penalty. The Jets go down a man, and then you see the Colorado Avalanche power play go to work, and this was a nice goal. There's no question about it here. Tyson Barrie, you heard about him earlier, and the thing about assists sometimes is Tyson Barrie, in reality, was instrumental on both the first and second goal for the Avs. Picked up an assist on neither. Jerome McGinley gets a goal here, his 13th of the year at 19:42 from Carl Soderberg, his 23rd assist, and Alex Tanguay, his 14th assist of the year. This is a beautiful five-way passing play by the Avs. They win the draw. The puck gets up to Barrie on the right side again. He passes over to McGinley on the off wing. So similar play kind of to Como. He's a right-handed shot, so it was McGinley. They're on the off wing. And it moves the box a bit. And McGinley passes the puck back to Barrie. So you're making side-to-side movement, making the Jets' coverage really difficult. Puck goes down to Tanguay on the other side, the opposite side of McGinley. And he passes the puck down to Soderberg. It kind of moves... He's on the side of the net. He's kind of in front of the net, and he moves to the side of the net on his off wing. So you're hearing about a lot of guys who are in the similar positions in the first goal. And I'll get to that more so here, a little bit of foreshadowing here. And so you have the puck rotating. So Barrie to Ginla, back to Barrie, over to Tanguay on his off wing, down to Soderberg on his off wing. He curls out, and he's trying to get the puck back to Ginla. And here you see a seam, which can happen. This pass can happen. You see it all the time in the NHL. Then that pass gets blocked or knocked down. Soderberg makes a play and makes a pass over, and it was a beautiful pass. Give Soderberg credit, but a pass between Myers, kind of over Myers' stick, but between Myers and Ladd. Ladd's stick position is not great here. Ladd's kind of taking away the wrong side of the ice as far as I'm concerned. And Myers just lets this puck get by him, although, again, it's high in the air, and it's a tough pass to block. Maybe you want him on the puck a little quicker, but the pass gets through the seam between Ladd and Myers, again, the same two guys who had issues with the first goal, and it gets over to Jerome McGinley. And Jerome McGinley doesn't skate as well as he used to. There's no doubt about that, but he can still shoot it. He puts that puck behind Connor Hellebuyck, and it's 2-0 with 18 seconds left in the second period. Period finishes up, and the Jets are chasing. The Jets come out in the third. And they were really dominant in third period. They doubled up the Avs and shot 16-8, which was almost the exact same as the Avs doubling up the Jets 16-9 in the second. The Avs kind of backed off, went into a bit of a shell, but the Jets did play well. Were able to create speed, create opportunities. You know, Blake Wheeler didn't get on the score sheet tonight. He had 10 shots, so he was really working hard. He was dynamic, I thought. He had an almost goal in the third period. Hit the post that many in the arena, excluding me, thought went in. It didn't. The Jets were able to create opportunities, but the Avs were pretty good at blocking shots or getting in the way, and they got lucky a little bit. Of course, I mentioned the post, and Varlamov was good. So the Avalanche defensive game certainly needs work, and the Jets gave it a great effort at the end to try and tie it up. They did get it one goal, 19-18 into the third period, so 42 seconds remaining. A really nice play here. You have Brian Little. There's an empty net, so just note that, as I spoke of earlier in the podcast. A really nice pass from Little with along the boards, excuse me, to Ehlers, who's gaining the zone with speed. Ehlers comes in, drops a puck to Perreault, who's trailing. And here what you have is you have Nick Holden and Francois Beauchemin, a pairing you didn't see much of together tonight. And the Avs didn't have Eric Johnson. I should have noted that. Anyhow, the pass gets it's a drop pass. Ehlers gains his own, puts a drop pass, I think, through his legs over to Perreault, comes up through the middle. Perreault hits Armia on the right side in stride. Armia takes the puck on his strong side and puts the top corner on Varlamov. A really nice shot. But what you had was a nice play by Little to pick the puck off the boards in a battle. He gets the puck to Ehlers, who gains the zone with speed, and boy, he's quick. And what you had is you had Beauchemin holding kind of in the middle of their zone. So they're a little bit flat-footed. They try and come out and challenge a little bit, but there's already too much room. And in reality, both of them got beat. Armia beats Holden here. And if he made the pass, Ehlers had also beat Beauchemin. So a nice, really nice passing play. Little, the Ehlers, to Perreault, to Armia, to the back of the net. 2-1 for the Avs. And the Jets gave it a shot at the end. They had some good pressure. Puck popped off of Dustin Byfuglien's stick near the end. And boy, they were hammering the Avs, creating chances. And just weren't able to do it. So it's a 2-1 final for the Avalanche. A huge win for Colorado against a division rival, of course. And the Jets have to rebound on Thursday against the Nashville Predators, another team obviously they're battling with for playoff spots. But it's a tough loss for the Jets tonight. You know, the work ethic was there. The talent level wasn't. And you can't fault the coach. You can't fault the players on the ice for it. They worked hard, as I mentioned. You know, you probably want a better first period. Want more results in the first period. And see the pace of the third and the first, and especially the second. You want a better second period. But, you know, of course, desperation plays a factor there. And the Jets needed those 2 points. They didn't get them. They'll come back out Thursday against the Nashville team that they were able to beat in an exciting game last week on Thursday. And so get a little bit of rest, two days off, and with Stafford and Scheifele and Lowry all eligible to play. It could be a different team on Thursday night. So that's it here from the MTS Center and the Legal Curve post-game podcast. We're on the air tomorrow, the special edition of NHL This Week. Instead of Wednesday, it'll be Tuesday, 6 o'clock. So I hope to have you tune in. Thanks very much. Have a good night.